where we are right now.
We're at Honey Frisk in Astoria. It is the unofficial or official Kim Verde bar of New York City.
And you say that you're from Cape Verde originally, and you guys too?
I'm from Queens, but I met him in Cape Verde. So I live there.
Okay.
I'm from the Bronx, and we support Cape Verde.
Got it. And they're doing pretty well.
Yes, so far so good.
Okay. And what have you been to the other matches here, or this is the first time you've come here to watch one?
Second time.
I didn't watch a match here. We just came out a year after to celebrate.
Got it. Okay. And what does it feel like, or do you think it's important having a place that's kind of saying this is the home, like Cape Verde in Queens?
I think it's really nice to have a place like there. Like, we never had a Cape Verde place in Queens, which is where we live, and yeah, it's kind of nice and special that there's, just because of this Irish player, we actually didn't know about him until the one got started, and then there was all this talk about it, and so it was exciting to have a place. I mean, it's exciting for me. What about for you as a Cape Verde?
Emotional.
Yeah? In what ways?
World Cup has been always like for big boys, and we are really small country, and all of a sudden it's like a kid stepping into a big boys. Yeah. So it's like a dream coming true.
Amazing. And then last thing is, yeah, if you think of like this World Cup being hosted in the US this year, like if you fast forward like 10 years, what would like be a good alpha? What do you think would be like a good way to be looking back on this World Cup if it's successful?
I mean,
yeah. Well, no. Hosting it here in the US at this time, in North America.
I would love to. I mean, I want the States to like do well, but I would love to Cape Verde do something crazy. That would be amazing. Because you know he talks about his country all the time, and a lot of us didn't know too much about it. So now we're all getting like you know a crash course in Cape Verde.
Yeah.
You know.
World Cup goes beyond the football.
Exactly. Yes.
Getting to know a place that you never would have heard, most people never heard of.
Yeah, and then meeting a lot of people and all the fans from Cape Verde too. You know, like that's what it's about.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Interesting. There's like first generation, so they're like first generation American. Their parents are Cape Verdeans, and even like having that like new connection that you might not necessarily have had.
Yep. Totally. So many people, like when I listen to all the different conversations, that like intergenerational thing is really powerful. It's like either you're like watching them with a grandparent or with a parent, or like you're beginning to like connect more with them.
Cape Verdeans are also interesting because they're the first Africans who came to the States up by themselves.
Without the slaves.
Right.
Okay, let's get your first names as we go.
Catherine.
Kevin. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.